Samuel cuts it back. Ohio State wins.
Flashes, champions of the Mid-American Conference.
Little trick play and a throw to Baker Mayfield to tie the game. Berrien grabbed by Leonard. Throw to first. Unbelievable.
Chubb will take this all the way. 92 yards.
And the Ohio State Buckeyes are the first national champions of the playoff era.
The Indians have won the American League pennant.
It's over. It's over. Cleveland is a city of champions once again. The Cavaliers are NBA champions.
I accepted it.
Gladiator. 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 Picked to fight with the gods. I'm the giant slayer. Bone shaker. Dominator. Freight train wrecking ball. I'm the gladiator.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to an episode of Pass the Mic Sports Talk. I'm your host, Enzo Orlando, and this episode will have a recap of the NFL divisional round and my predictions in the NFL championship round that happens this upcoming Sunday, plus the big news in MLB free agency and the big news in the NBA with James Harden being traded to the Brooklyn Nets. So let's get right into it with the NFL divisional round. We'll start out with the Browns versus Chiefs game. Oh, my God. The Browns, they were close in this one. I mean, it seems like in the first half, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs offense with Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill really dominated us right there. We were only able to put up 3 points in that one. We were not really saying that well. I did not like how we did not run the ball much in the first half. Kareem Hunt did not get one touch in the first half. Nick Chubb ran, but he only got 12 yards, and that was it. We kept on forcing the throw, and I think we knew that wasn't working, so wasn't really a good start for us in the first half, but then we were driving down less than 2 minutes ago in the second quarter, and then that Mayfield pass for Rashard Higgins. Higgins puts the ball out by the end zone. Helmet-to-helmet collision right there. They didn't call that, but the ball ends up falling out of Higgins' hand, going into the end zone and ruled a touchback, and that really screwed up the Browns right there. That was probably the play that, you know, the Browns could have been right back in this. It could have been the Browns only beat down by a touchdown and a field goal right there, and just really that play really hurt us right there. The second half, the Browns came out very strong, really get a touchdown right there from Jarvis Landry, and then of course you never want this to happen in a game, but Patrick Mahomes goes down with a concussion. We didn't want to see that. We wanted to see a great shootout between these great quarterbacks, but that had to happen in the game, so it was bad. But you know, the Browns could have had a chance right there. They're able to get that good touchdown with Kareem Hunt. The Browns only down just needed a touchdown to win the game. But when we got the ball back the second time after that interception that Chad Henne threw, we thought we were going to go down, drive in, and get a touchdown, but we weren't unable to. Ran it on first down, then threw on second and third down, and really that did not help us, and we ended up punting it. Thought we'd get the ball back. We were able to hold the Chiefs offense. We were able to get them on 3rd and 14, but then we let Chad freaking Henne go for like a 13-yard run, get him at 4th and inches, and they were able to get it, and they sealed the win right there. And oh, just so heartbreaking right there. But you know, as a Browns fan, we gotta be happy the way this season turned out, because no one expected us really to make it this far, not even many Browns fans. We expect us, you know, have a pretty decent season. You know, some of us didn't even predict playoffs, but hey, we were lucky to make it. We were lucky that we were able to have that great game against Pittsburgh last week, and it just brought so much excitement, and it feels like this Browns team is not going to be like a one fluke team where, hey, we have one good season, then we're not back in playoffs. I feel like there's been a big change with the team and culture, especially with having head coach Kevin Stefanski, and just taking a look at the facts about the 2020 Cleveland Browns. It was our first winning season since 2007. We snapped one of the longest NFL droughts in having a winning season. And then the first playoff berth since 2002. Snapped one of the longest in the NFL, too. The playoff drought, not making it in 18 years. Then first playoff win since 94. First 11 regular season win since 94, too. Both of those, the 94 team was coached by the great Bill Belichick. So very long awaiting for the Browns and finally happy, racing all that. But they're going to be ready for next season, I'll tell you that. They are hungry. I mean, this loss to the Chiefs is definitely going to be on the mind on a lot of the players in this offseason, and coaches and personnel too. So this is going to be a huge offseason for the Browns. If you take a look at it, it feels like our offense is pretty much set. We don't know what we're going to do with Odell Beckham Jr. yet. We might trade him. We might not. Who knows? I really don't think that would be a big difference because we were playing well without him. And as much as I love Odell, I mean, I do see a trade maybe happening with Andrew Berry for him. Trading Odell away, I mean, it's up to them. We'll see what Stefanski thinks of that. We were able to have good games with Odell this season. It wasn't like there were times Baker was trying to force him, then there wasn't. But we'll just have to wait and see what they do. We'll probably have to wait about another month until we get into the Browns reagent. Because, look, we know we need help defensively mainly. We need safeties. We need linebackers. Cornerback, you can't have Denzel Ward do all the work. I mean, he did his best job he could against Tyreek Hill, but it was not enough. So we do need a lot of help defensively. That is a big key in the draft and in free agency. Get guys that can play defense. And just be happy that you guys had a great season. I mean, I know it's still hard getting over this playoff loss. This is something I never experienced. I know older Browns fans experienced this back when the Browns were good in the late 80s with Bernie Kosar and in the early 80s with Brian Sipe. And then also the time we had Belichick as our coach in the early 90s. But with that, it's just they had a great season. They did the best they could. I mean, you put up a good fight against the defending Super Bowl champions. I think also Stefanski got a little bit outcoached by Andy Reid. Andy Reid being a more experienced head coach in the playoffs than Stefanski. Stefanski, it was his first playoff game, actually. He didn't coach last week. But great job overall by Kevin Stefanski. I believe he will win Coach of the Year this year. The only other one I can see would be Ron Rivera, but that's about it. Either Rivera or Stefanski will be Coach of the Year. But just be happy that the Browns had a great season and just get all excited for next season. Like, we can't wait till we get the news about training camp starting. So we'll look forward to that, even though we're still dealing with the issues of COVID-19 and all that. But just proud of my Browns, to put it that way. So moving on, we're going to go to the first game of the divisional round weekend. Rams-Packers, let me put it out this way. Aaron Rodgers pretty much dominated this game. Threw for 296 yards, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. That's just Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs. And Rodgers showing he still got it, even though the Packers drafted Jordan Love in the 2020 draft. And you have not seen Jordan Love take the field once, and Aaron Rodgers proving why he is still the man in Green Bay. I can tell you that. And also, the Rams, as much as they have a good defense, their offense was really not able to compete with Green Bay's at all. I mean, Jared Goff, you know, playing with a hurt finger, that's tough. I mean, you're in Green Bay, the weather's cold. Wasn't really easy for him. Able to throw for 174 yards, 1 touchdown. It's really not that good of a stat line, as you can say in a playoff game in Green Bay, but that's a tough place to play in. Give credit to the Rams. Their defense did the best they could holding Aaron Jones and Davante Adams, but those guys are just way too good. And let's just say the Packers, they're on to something in this playoffs, I'll tell you that. Moving on to the next game, Ravens at Bills. Gotta say, the first half was really not exciting. Only 3 points put up by each team. Surprisingly, Justin Tucker, one of the best kickers in the NFL, missed 2 field goals. Buffalo is a tough place to play. Those Lake Erie winds must have been coming in hard at Orchard Park. But that's something that really happens to him, and that really hurt in Baltimore because that's literally all they put up was 3 points. In the second half, Buffalo came out strong. Josh Allen finding Stephon Diggs. Allen having another great game, too. Same thing with Diggs. They pretty much led the Bills offense in this one. And then the huge pick six by Tyrone Johnson for 101 yards. That is just insane. I was seeing that. I was going nuts for that too. And that pretty much sealed the game right there. It's Buffalo beat Baltimore 17-3. What a game. So happy for the Bills. Moving on to the AFC Championship for the first time since Jim Kelly was the quarterback back in those 90s Bills. So hopefully they have a chance to go to the Super Bowl. And then the final game of the divisional round, Tampa Bay versus the New Orleans Saints. And Tampa did surprise me a bit. But then remember, it's Tom Brady in the playoffs. And I mean, seeing Brady Breeze, two greats. I know if you would have said this in like a Super Bowl matchup a few years, you would expect a pretty good one. I mean, this one, these two guys, both in their 40s. Not putting up the same numbers like they used to. But still overall, I mean, the game got better throughout a win. I mean, the first quarter was pretty much a dud. I mean, second quarter, you saw some points scoring on in there. And then going into the second half, wasn't looking too good for New Orleans. Drew Brees throwing three interceptions in this game. I mean, getting the announcement that this was his last game too, like about half hour before kickoff. I mean, people were like, wow, couldn't believe it. I mean, Brees, 42 years old. He was probably thinking about hanging up the cleats, but he was one of my favorite quarterbacks growing up. I've always liked him. Was always active in the New Orleans community. And New Orleans had times and chances to make it back to the Super Bowl for Brees, but they really haven't. So Drew Brees, only one Super Bowl appearance and one win. At least he has that to put under his belt. But was just not able to get it back after that season. Had so many opportunities. We all remember the Minnesota Miracle. Then that game against the Rams in 2018 and last season. Like, the Saints just had so many opportunities. They just could never really execute it after having that season. And also, Jameis Winston was in this game and had a touchdown. You think the Saints going to draft a quarterback? Or maybe they might keep Jameis Winston? I don't know. We'll see what happens. They have Taysom Hill, but Taysom Hill's really not a quarterback player. He's just someone you can use anywhere on the field. He's used great for option plays. And that's all I gotta say for the Saints. I mean, the Saints just had many opportunities. And now for the Buccaneers, moving on to the NFC Championship game. Man, Brady just is able to do it all. I mean, the Saints also dominated the Buccaneers throughout the regular season, but when time matters most, Tom Brady knows when it's time for the plays best, and it's always in the playoffs. So that's why you really don't bet against Brady. And let's get to my predictions for the championship round of the NFL playoffs. Starting with the first game, NFC Championship game, the Buccaneers versus the Packers. Oh, man, this is going to be a good matchup right here, let me tell you. Tom Brady versus Aaron Rodgers. Two of the best quarterbacks in the league. I mean, Brady, keep going up against Hall of Famers, future Hall of Famers, including himself, too. So this is going to be his toughest one, I think, man. Going up to Lambeau Field, it's going to be cold. There's going to be chance of snow. So it's not going to be easy. We know Brady was in New England for a long time, so I'm not too worried about the weather in this one. But I'm more concerned for some of his teammates who may have not played in cold weather football like Brady has his whole career. I think it's going to be a tough one. I think this one's going to come down to the wire. But interesting enough, the Super Bowl is hosted in Tampa. There were chances for teams to get there, like the Vikings in 2018, but they lost to the Eagles. So as much as I want to see that happen, I don't think that's going to happen. I'm going to have to take the Packers in that one in the NFC Championship game. And then when we're going on to the AFC Championship game, the Bills and the Chiefs taking place at Arrowhead. Arrowhead did sound loud, but there were a lot of Browns fans there too, and I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of Bills fans for that championship game between the Kansas City Chiefs. And I got to say, just, you know, with Mahomes recently getting that concussion, haven't heard the news if he's going to play in this weekend's game, but if he doesn't, it's going to be a big favor for the Bills. And even if he does, I'm still going to take the Bills no matter what. I just feel like this team is pretty much complete on defense, offense. They have been that team that's literally been right under the Chiefs. The Chiefs have just been that team that had a couple easy wins right there in the regular season, have the better record. But I'm going to have to say I'm going to go with the Buffalo Bills in this one. I want to see this team go to the Super Bowl and just see that Buffalo go crazy for that. And then if they when they make it or when they win it, oh boy, I don't know what's going to happen if they win it. But that's going to be a great championship weekend, I got to say, for the NFL. The Buccaneers and the Packers will be the first game, followed by the Bills and the Chiefs for the second game. And those are my predictions for championship weekend, and then I can't wait to get my Super Bowl picks in. I don't know who it's going to be, and I got to say it's going to be a good matchup again, taking place in Tampa, Florida this year in the weekend doing the halftime show. It's about 3-4 weeks away. So, NFL season's almost over. Crazy how time has flied. But let's get to other NFL news. The announcement of the Jacksonville Jaguars finding a head coach, and they hired Urban Meyer, former Ohio State Buckeyes head coach. And these are always interesting, hiring a former college football coach to go to the NFL, and as we've seen, it really hasn't worked out for even some of the best. I mean, Nick Saban, before he was with Alabama, was the head coach of the Miami Dolphins for a bit, and it just wasn't working out for him. He left after the 2007 season to go coach Alabama, and look how that's turned out for him. Urban Meyer has been dealing with a lot of health problems lately, mainly in his brain, and that's always tough coaching the NFL. It's probably just as stressful as any other coaching job, but it really matters a lot in the NFL to be mentally healthy too and being a coach, making those decisions. And we all know how great Urban Meyer is as a coach in college, but seeing how well it'll work out in the NFL, it's going to be interesting how Jacksonville do. I don't think the Jaguars will win the NFC South. You still have the Titans in the way. Still have the Colts. We don't know if Philip Rivers is coming back now, but that's still not an easy division to win. It's not really a great division at all, in my opinion. So, but we know Jacksonville is more than likely going to have Trevor Lawrence as a quarterback, so Urban Meyer can work with him, see how well he develops Trevor Lawrence as a quarterback. I mean, they really don't have much weapons on offense. Not a very good defense. They lost a lot of defense after that 2017 they had. So it's going to be really fade, and we'll see how well it'll work out for Meyer. He's on a 5-year contract. Either he'll have a successful NFL career, which has been rare for many college coaches going to the NFL, or he can be like all the others. And just as how Urban Meyer has been as a coach, he's just always been known as the more recruiting coach, able to get the guys he knows that will work well in the system. I don't know how well that would translate to the NFL. I really don't think it'll work. I mean, I wish him the best of luck, but we'll have to wait and see by the time week one of the 2021 season starts. And moving on, we're going to go get into Major League Baseball, and we're going to talk about one team, the team nobody really likes, unless you're a fan of this team, the New York Yankees, and they made big moves. They re-signed DJ LeMahieu for a 6-year, $90 million contract. That is huge for the Yankees right there, having one of their best offensive players back in their lineup. That's going to be huge. And what else did the Yankees do? They signed a former 2-time Cy Young Award winner, Corey Kluber, to a 1-year, $11 million deal. Indians fans, does this sound familiar? We go back to 2008. We traded away CC Sabathia to the Milwaukee Brewers, which that trade ended up helping us, actually. It gave us Michael Brantley. So that one could have worked, and then this one. And then we remember CC after he was with Milwaukee, was free agent, and signed with the Yankees, and went on to win a World Series with them. Very amazing, but really sounds very familiar to us. Corey Kluber now with the Yankees, and the Indians being known as a farm team to bigger teams, even though this wasn't really involving the Indians that much. it's just still tough to see. Now we have Kluber with the Yankees and Lindor and Carrasco on the Mets. Those three in the Big Apple. Looks like they'll be competing for World Series while the Indians are pretty much restarting and rebuilding. Just always hard to see. Just really sounds familiar on how this is going. But that's how the world of baseball works. The bigger market teams are able to get the better players. Smaller market teams have to work their way up by getting the best prospects they could. And then once those prospects are stars, the bigger market teams just eat them up. So that's how it works. And let's get into the big news in the NBA that happened over the weekend. James Harden traded to the Brooklyn Nets, which a trade that involved the Pacers and the Cavaliers. And the Cavs end up actually getting something in this, which is pretty surprising, but Harden to the Nets. Wow. I think some of us saw this coming, but maybe not all of us, as the Rockets would get in this trade. They would get Victor Oladipo, who was on the Pacers. He goes to the Rockets, and the Cavs get Jared Allen and Taurean Prince, and the Nets have James Harden. So now they have like a big three right now, but Kyrie Irving hasn't been with the team in a while. So right now it has just been Kevin Durant and James Harden, like how they were together back with the Oklahoma City Thunder in the 2011-2012 team. I think they were with each other longer too. And I don't know if Kyrie Irving's really going to return to the Nets. He's been a head case ever since leaving the Cavs in 2017 and hasn't really been a great teammate. I know we wanted to be him and KD in Brooklyn, but I don't know how well it's going to work with him and Harden, two guys that really need the ball a lot. Don't know what Kyrie will do. Do you even think he'll even stay with the Nets? I have no idea. I mean, Kyrie used to be my favorite player, and I've been losing interest in him a lot just the way he's acted and has been as a player. Really, he was just trying to win a championship. And if he didn't leave the Cavs and after 2017 season, I think the Cavs would have been able to compete for more, and was always worried about LeBron leaving and stuff too when he was with Cleveland. But I don't know, I feel like the Nets will probably deal Kyrie somewhere else, or Kyrie will just leave. Who knows what he does. But that's my take on that huge blockbuster trade the Nets made. But let's also not forget about this. There's a big fight happening this weekend in the world of UFC. We get the man, Conor McGregor, taking on Dustin Poirier. These two last fought back in 2014 where McGregor won in a TKO. Round one. In round one, with only 1 minute and 46. That's how long the fight lasted. So, very short fight. But, Sonny McGregor fight, you gotta look forward to that. I will be watching that on Saturday night. The fight probably won't take place till late. So, everything will probably be closed by then. But, hey, I'll watch it at my place. And just haven't seen a big UFC fight. Probably in a year. The last fight I probably watched was McGregor's last fight. So now McGregor's back for more, and I can't wait for that. But it wouldn't be a Pass the Mic episode without including, Drunkie of the Week. This week's Drunkie of the Week is actually done by the most famous drunkie in all of sports. Person is named Johnny Manziel, who was trolling the Cleveland Browns on Twitter after their playoff loss. Was literally being like, oh, you guys lost? Oh, man, he was doing all these. And he's like, people can't take L's in 21 and grow up. Shit happens. Shut up, Johnny. And then he tweets out, thank you, Jimmy Haslam, for the Browns losing. Then says, you MFs jumped to conclusion. I bet you already know what that means. And then Browns fans were just trolling Manziel Adam. And then Manziel quotes one of them and says, bet we go back to 2013 and your tweets would be all over my nuts. I mean, Manziel, here's the thing with you. We thought you could have been that guy leading the Browns to the playoffs, but you never wanted to put in the work in. You pretty much partied your whole career off, didn't want to put in the work, wasn't taking football seriously, and now look at you. You're not on the team. It's been 4 years since you last played in the NFL, and no one's going to pick you up. No one wants you on the team. And you even tried in the Canadian Football League and at the defunct AAF. Didn't work out for you either. So that's why you're my drunkie of the week. And with that, we're going to be concluding this episode of Pass the Mic Sports Talk. Make sure to subscribe to your YouTube channel. More content of that will be coming up. Did make that great Cleveland Browns hype-up video for the divisional round game. That was pretty cool. Been doing well on YouTube. And I want to give a shout-out to my good friend Mitch Myers. He did a great Cleveland Browns hype video for the divisional round against Chiefs 2. And guess what? Baker Mayfield used that in his post. Very cool by him. It's gotten over thousands of views. So good work on that, Mitch. And also be sure to check out our Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook page for all Pass the Mic stuff. And we should be returning to Black Score Radio after the Super Bowl. I know that sucks, but we'll still be doing these weekly podcasts. So long, everyone, and have a great week.